Parashat Vayigash, we learn of the great reunion after 22 years. Yosef finally is reunited with his father for the first time. A very historical moment in Jewish history. And the Pasuk writes in Perek Memvav Pasuk Chavtet, Vayesor Yosef Merkavto, he gets on his chariot, Vayara Lekrat Yisrael Aviv Goshna, and he goes on to greet his father Yisrael in the city of Goshen, Vayera Elav, he appears to his father, Vayipol al Savarav, and he falls on him, Vayevk al Savarav, and he cries. So there's a seemingly a cryptic Rashi here on the words Vayera Elav. Rashi writes Yosef Nira El Aviv, that the Vayera Elav is referring to Yosef appeared to his father. What is Rashi coming to teach us over here? Yosef appeared to his father. Isn't it obvious? If you go in front of somebody, so it's clear you're going to be seen in front of the person. They were both seen to each other. What is Rashi pointing out? Yosef nira el aviv. So I saw a wonderful explanation that says, of course Yosef, in seeing his father after all these years, had a lot of personal love and excitement and anticipation and enjoyment to see his father. You can imagine how happy Yosef is, and the feeling that's running through his body. The father, he loves his father, he learned Torah from his father. You can imagine how much Yosef is interested in seeing his father. But there's also another idea that crosses through Yosef's mind, is the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. And in the mitzvah of respecting your father, he knows that by standing in front of his father and appearing, it's going to give his father a lot of pleasure. So there's two angles here. There's the angle of Yosef seeing Yaakov, but that's selfish because it's for his personal benefit. And then there's the advantage, looking at it from the side of Yaakov, that he should see his son, and therefore he should relish in the pleasure, and he should enjoy the moment. Yosef, being the tzaddik that he was, did not want to compromise his mitzvah of kibud av. And therefore, he went with 100% intent, not to see his father, but to be seen in front of his father. As Rashi says, Yosef nira el aviv. He wanted to do this mitzvah, kibud av, that his father should have the total pleasure of seeing his son, without Yosef taking any of that moment for himself. And therefore you see the tzidkut, the righteousness of our forefathers, of the Shevatim, how careful they were at each moment of their life. Even these special moments that will never happen again in life, they gave up their own personal selfish, we can't even call it selfish, their own pleasures, as we call it, normal, permissible pleasures, in order to give the pleasure to their father. Hence, that she is telling us a great lesson in the mitzvah of respecting parents, that the father's respect sometimes, or most of the times, or some will even say all of the times, comes before the child's personal needs.